Good morning. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing's morning comment, pre-opening comment. Lower prices overnight after what looks to be have been a blow-off top yesterday, especially in wheat and corn. We made new highs for the move and then fell sharply lower. Wheat especially had been on a good 70-plus cent rally from the contract lows we had just 3-4 months ago. The managed funds cut their shorts in wheat from about short 100,000 to short 50. We'll get fresh commitment of traders reports today, so we'll get fresh numbers to chew on over the weekend to see where these funds actually are. They're still long about 150,000 soybeans, and they're probably long about 50 to 60,000 corn at this point, but definitely negative chart action. We got pretty decent exports yesterday, and we held in early in the morning, but then around 10 a.m., it was just somebody blew the whistle, and it was everybody out of the pool. It is a long weekend. We're going to be closed Monday for President's Weekend, so you may see a lot of activity in the first couple hours and then probably slow down as people roll out of here for the weekend. It's a beautiful day here in Chicago. We're looking for temperatures in the 70s, so wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of people exiting early. Overnight prices are all lower, corn about 3 lower. March corn at 370.5, down 3.25. You had Dease corn down about 3, trading at 396. I'd watch that $4 level in Dease corn. March wheat down about a nickel, trading at 444.25. New crop July wheat trading around 470. We got to close to 490 yesterday. A lot of guys wanted to see $5 new crop wheat, and it remains to be seen if we'll get there or not. March beans down about 7 to 8 cents, trading at 1036.5. November beans also down, trading around 1017. November new crop beans have got a lot of resistance at 1034, 1035. We'll see if we can get some sort of a rebound here today, hopefully for the bulls. If not, we'll get back at it on Monday. We'll talk to you later on today after the close. Early close, probably lower. We'll see if we can get any sort of a rebound. Overnight, U.S. dollar was higher. Stock market's down about 70, 80 points, but still holding in near record highs. That's about it. If you need some help, give us a call here, 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.